Call the November 19th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Eddie, please call the roll. Mr. Planning Manager. Hold on, wait a minute. You're not on. Okay.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
She's supposed to be calling in. Hold on.
Alderman Mike Viver.
You weren't who we wanted.
No.
Is excused. Hogan is excused.
Okay. Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Is excused.
Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mike, can you mute your phone, please?
Kevin Haley is here as well.
Excellent. Okay. With that, the first item of business is approval of the regular meeting minutes of November 5th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
You're in favor, Kevin, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. I wanted to announce it right. Five ayes, no noes, two absent, or one absent, no abstentions. Next item is C, a public hearing on Paul E. Marshall Garage Construction. It's a special use application. Mr. Eddie, you have a meeting, announcement. Public hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 19, 2020 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To your public comment regarding an application by Paul E. Marshall to allow for a 4,480 square foot detached garage in a residential zoning district. Accessory structures over 1,200 square feet require special use approval per Ordinance 2020-2448 adopted on September 15, 2020. Property zones R3, Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District located at 8930 South 116th Street. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Sections 15-3.0701 General Standards for Special Uses, 15-3.0702 Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Residence Districts, and 15-9.0103 Applications for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available open for inspections by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Martinez, give us the highlights, please.
Okay, so back in September this year, the Common Council adopted a new ordinance that may allow for large accessory structures, specifically over 1,200 square feet, with the approval of a special use. So the applicant applied for a special use, so this is the first application to be reviewed under this new ordinance. So here's a site plan. So the proposed garage will be next to the a proposed driveway to the north center of the property. We can see a detail here. So it'll be 30 feet from the north property line. So the proposed building and location meet the requirement of the ordinance with respect to the zoning. Is the R3 zoning that is required by the ordinance. The minimum property area, that is 3 acres. So this property is approximately 9 acres. The location complies with the setback requirements of the zoning district as far as any wetland setback. The building height also complies with the ordinance. The maximum building height is 40 feet, and this is approximately 27 feet. And the use will be for hobby work and storage. So this will be allowed under the new ordinance. It's worth noting that any home occupation or commercial use will not be allowed under the new ordinance. So staff is recommending approval, provided that the applicant provide landscape screening to the north with a minimum of 4 trees. This is to soften the long and tall building wall to the north, and it's a recommendation of the Unified Development Ordinance. And also, the applicant will need to submit a stormwater management plan to the engineering department. And the special use will be void if the owner or the applicant fail to comply with the use restriction. So that's only for hobby work and storage, and no home occupation will be allowed.
That was put in at my request, because being where it is, I can imagine after Paul and his lovely wife sell the place, somebody decides that's a nice place for my construction equipment and running my business. So anyway, okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing, and we got the highlights, so I'll open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter?
I just got to ask one question. What is the address this is at? Because I missed that.
I'm sorry, your name and address, please, sir?
Oh, 8870 South 116th Street.
And your name?
Mark Sy.
Thank you, Mark.
This is the A930 South 116th Street.
Sir, come up to the microphone, please.
I couldn't catch that. This is for the 116th Street huge garage? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's correct, yeah.
All right, okay. So when do I have my opportunity to present my objections
right
to it?
Right now.
No.
Okay, all right, okay.
So please talk into the microphone.
Okay, give me one second. I'm not used to this mask thing. It's sort of a little new for me. I don't know about you guys. Let me just give you a synopsis. I wrote a summary here, if I could, please.
You're being recorded now, so please give us your name.
That's fine.
Please give us your name and address again.
Okay, my name is Mark Seib, S-E-I-B, Mark Bradley Seib, 8870 South 116th Street. I apologize for the hat. So here's my, I put it all in one little succinct little step. I just want to be sure the lot line is correct before the project proceeds. Okay. I have some paths on my property, and when he first built his driveway and so forth, he said he did it by GPS, right? So there are supposed to be a marker every 200 feet on the property secondary to a previous lot line dispute on the other side of the lot. So there's pipes along the lot line every 200 feet. And I just want to verify that what is being put in now is correct. It seemed to me that it's awful close to the where I thought the lot line was, and I just want to make sure he's not going over the line. That's one of my objections. Like I said, there was a survey and there was a lot line dispute in the past, and they put hard pipes there, maybe about inch round, every 200 feet along his side and Mr. I believe it's Z-Bar is his last name. I don't actually know how to spell it, on the other side of the lot. From that lot line dispute, and I do not know if he just ran them over with his tractors when they built this stuff or what it was there. So I never checked it out, but I would like to see where they are, because that was done through the title companies, that survey previously. All right, that's number one. I want to preserve the natural beauty of the property, all right, of my property. He has done a lot of construction on his property. He's bringing in a lot of soil and so forth. So I feel that this humongous garage, I'm not against it actually, I don't want to stand in the way of it, but what I'd like to do is preserve the natural beauty of my property through the following. I think that maybe he could consider putting some trees in front of his building, the facility that he puts there. That would be a thought, something that would grow good. It's 24 feet tall, I was told, this building. And I thought that maybe something that would grow to a nice size, that would look aesthetically nice. I took a whole bunch of pictures, which I'm willing to share with you guys, if you want, of the what everything looks like back there right now. It's all torn up back there. If I drive on my tractor, the lot line looks like it's right on top where my path is. I never thought it was that close, and that was why I asked about that. I actually went back there today and took all these pictures. But it basically boils down to it's not very, it doesn't look very nice back there. It's all torn up. But there's a lot of soil being brought in, all right? And that's one of the things that is a concern about. I'm worried about the noise of the vehicles coming in and out of there, bulldozers and so forth, going back and forth. His driveway has got to be something like 750 feet long. I'm just going to guess. It's got to be about 750 foot long. There are a lot of power equipment sounds coming out of there all the time. I know they've been working on the house. The drive is right next to my lot line. I mean, it's not far from my lot line. It's got to be, what, maybe 7 or 10 feet. I don't really know how far it is, but it's right on top of it. So that's a concern of mine. And I thought the possibility would be of putting some kind of short sound barrier fence in between us. I thought that would be something to consider. And the other thing is pertaining to all the spill that I went back there. I took photos of it today, by the way. And I looked in the back, and there is a lot of spill being brought in. As a matter of fact, there's a spot where there, you know, like when they truck in a lot of soil, and you get sort of like a little ramp type of effect. There's two of them back there. There's a lot of soil. And here's my concern, is that my property has an area in the very back that has a lot of water on it. And it's sort of almost like a marshy. I think it might even be considered a wetland now. But what ended up happening was one of the fellas up the street dug out a whole bunch of soil out of his property. And after that, that's maybe, I don't know, 30 years ago he did it, the whole back of the property is wet. It never was like that before. Well, I am concerned that this could hypothetically happen with him bringing in all of these soil to fill in where he is as he is right now. And that's a concern of mine, to make my property a marsh and his property would be higher. And that is a very big concern of mine. So I know don't what you guys are doing pertaining to those kind of environmental impacts. And I'm not asking him to stop his project in any way, other than the fact that, like I said, his stuff's on the lot line, which, you know, it is what it is. If there's a way they could plant some trees in front of it. And the other thing is to be sure that when this soil that's getting trucked in, and there's quite a bit of it. I mean, I don't know how much total volume it is, but it's a lot. Because I didn't actually know it until today. I went back there and looked at it today. And I think that somebody should take a look at that, make sure that they don't turn my property into a marsh, so then I end up having to sell the swamp someday, you know.
Well, let me help you with some answers, okay? This is going to get approved via a resolution and essentially a law that's passed that will control the use of this and where it gets located. See this, my water bottle, this, and this. These are all wetlands. And these are all delineated, and he's got to stay 50 feet away from them.
Well, right. I'm concerned of him aggravating them is what it is, to make them even bigger than they might be.
On top of that, there's a condition in this contract that says that he has to provide us with a stormwater management plan. So that will take care of that issue. Your issue with the side of the garage facing your property, there's a condition in here that he provides some trees for that.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I'm good with that. Okay. And is that so? Did he cover all my points other than possibility of sound noise? That's
well, it. He's building a building, so. Mm-hmm. Alderman Dandridge.
Looking at the map, it also looks like the driveway is going to be about greater than 30 feet away from the property line. Staff can correct me if I'm reading this incorrectly.
Well, I never saw the plot of it, or whatever, and I just never saw a map of it. That was, but it looks like it's awful close to my property line. But it might just be his vehicles that are doing the construction that are making all
that. It would be that green shaded area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the garage is 30 feet off, so the garage is on the far north side of the driveway, actually juts closer. So I can see that driveway actually being greater than 30 feet away from the property line.
I'm okay. Like I said, I was mainly concerned that the way it looks to me, the way it is right now, I never saw your exact proposal.
And you stated that they're bringing in dirt. Are they bringing in gravel so they can
I don't know exactly. And I took pictures of it. There's photos of it.
Well, let's get control of this here. So you got two people talking at the same time, and we're not going to do that.
Okay. Is it okay if I sit back down, or do you want
me to still
stand?
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, okay.
Thank you very much. Mr. Marshall, let's get an answer to the Phil question.
So, first of all, I wish he would have talked to me. I could have explained all this to him. I would have been happy to. He's my neighbor. Phil was brought in because I'm extending my driveway. It's not done yet, but it's proposed. And then this is all low area here, so if the building was never approved, it was still a big drop-off. So I was putting Phil in here. But there was no construction done yet, nothing like that. And this was all surveyed. So if you think it's close to your property line, I had a surveyor come in. You can see there's a survey here. I didn't just guess at any of this.
Okay. Paul, talk to me. Okay. Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Mr. Seabart, good evening. You're getting to be a regular.
I think I belong to you guys. My name is Don Seabart. I live at 8830 South 116th, right next to Mr. Seab. What he's talking about is marshland back there. We do have that lake. It was a man-made lake, and it's still draining off north to this property. Now I'm sitting in the middle of it. He built a dam with this driveway, which his property is about 75% marsh or wetland. Now he's been filling that in. I say there was over 100 truckloads of stuff he's been putting in there and filling that in. Now if he builds another building, which he still is filling, he's going to fill that in more to build his building. So which in turn, when this lake overflows, which was a man-made lake which has no outlet but it comes north, and that's a natural waterway. So what's happening now, it's going to back up, which it is doing now. We have water sitting in our field right now. He's backing this whole thing up. It's like I'm in between a lake that's overflowing and a dam. So my property is being filled with water. It's sitting in there right now, and so is Mr. Siebes. So I think how he got to put all this fill into a wetland is beyond me, because the water flows north, and there actually are tiles in that under that ground that he may have broke worse than they were before. There's tiles running all the way through that whole area, and what's happening now, the water's settling in mine. When mine fills up, it's going into sieves, which eventually is going to go back onto Marshall's property.
Okay, Mr. City Engineer. Can you address the wetlands and the fill issue?
So the wetlands are delineated, so they show on this picture. So
here's the stream.
I haven't been out to the site, but I have to assume he's not filling the wetlands. They're delineated, and he's required to stay away from that. Looking at there's elevations on the south property line. So there is, pointer. So it appears, based on these elevations that are listed down here, that there is some sort of probably comes into wetland, and there is your low spot, I believe, is what's being indicated here. So they're putting the garage here, which is not in the low spot that drains across the property. So I do know that there's
9 feet higher.
There's some sort of lake back here, man-made lake. There's a drain tile going through, and we're working on trying to provide a better outlet on that, but I don't know exactly where that tile is through here. Perhaps Mr. Marshall can indicate that, but I would imagine it's probably through here somewhere. Okay. I've got other things to say based on the last comment. I didn't know I thought we were still in public comment.
Mr. Seabar, this is the height. This is the datum, the height of the property right there. At this point here, it's 799 feet. If you look over here, this one says 790. So this is 9 feet taller where he's building the building. So he's on a hill. The building will be on a hill. So it won't be in the wetlands.
Well, I'll tell you, that water is going to find its natural waterway to the north, and it's going to go on to 116th Street.
It's going to go here.
And I don't know why the neighbor next to him on the other side isn't here to say something, because he's going to be flooded out. If there was any tiles under there, they're crushed now.
Okay.
Yeah, can I speak now? Are you done yet?
Sure, I'm done. Go ahead.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Water doesn't travel uphill. I know exactly where the drain tile is. I've been working with Glenn on this. It's all the way towards the street. The water flows from the north down to the southwest to 116th Street. When I bought this property 2 years ago, it's right where the big wetland is down here. Whoever owned it before, previous years, they dug it up and they broke the tile. There was a hole there. And when I bought the property, the previous owner told me that was a spring. He lied to me. I found out that it's a 10-inch clay tile. I dug it up and I fixed it. And it goes all the way to the street and it flows down to the southwest. Okay? It does not flow north like you said. I'm high. That's the high spot there. I didn't just do this on a whim. I have engineers. I have attorneys.
Guys.
Anyways, so the tile, I fixed it because it backed up and created those wetlands on the southwest there. Those are not natural. I repaired it. I'm taking care of the property.
Talk to me. Don. Don, one at a time.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would maybe like to interject.
Okay, this is going to take forever. Go ahead, sir. Come on, okay. Use the microphone.
Okay.
Use the microphone, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So, here's the thing. I think Mr. Marshall is a sincere individual. I don't feel that he's like trying to take anybody to the cleaners. I don't feel that's the case. But I do believe that there are some risks associated with what's being done, though. There's no question in my mind. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of great mentation when you think about it. Okay? You are adding soil to an already low area. I don't care if he's not building a tower. He's building a flat plane around where his house is. Of course that water's got to go somewhere. Mr. Seabar is correct. I don't know what the heck these guys in our neighborhood have been doing, but there's been this guy dug all this water, dug all this soil. One of the guys' name was Nelson, one guy's name was Glowinska's name was. And they dug all this peat out of there and made a whole bunch of money on it and flooded Seabar and I out. You should see his backyard when it's really raining. It's just nothing but water. Well, of course he has a legitimate complaint or fear, should I say. Might be the better way of putting it, that we are worried about having our properties destroyed. I mean, it's great if you live on the top of a hill and your yard's dry, but when you're us and you see, like that last time we had the big flood, our yards were flooded and we had rivers in the backyard for days. And that's no kidding. So we don't want to have any more added. Now, there is some
resolution, in my opinion, to this.
We're talking tiles, right? He's got a whole bunch of this tile for building homes in his backyard. I saw it with my own eyes. Why can he not add some extra tile to make sure that drainage is good? I don't think that's a problem, and that I think would solve everything.
As I mentioned to you before, is required to provide a stormwater management plan.
Okay, I'm going to sit back down.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak? Don, sure.
He's thought that he may be fixing the tile to drain off his property, but what's he doing with the tile that's coming into his property from our way?
And you fixing it.
No, Paul.
I'm not going to fix your property.
Paul.
Well, you're shutting it off.
Guys, Don, please, let's be nice to each other. The only way you can work this out is by talking about it and not yelling at each other and being reasonable about it. And as from the city's perspective, we have to be careful and use best engineering methods. So, and that's what we're doing here with the ordinance. Mrs. Marshall, please.
Like he said.
Name and address, please.
I'm sorry?
Name and address, please.
My name is Melissa Marshall, and I live at 89, I don't even know, 60. 8930 South 116th Street in Franklin. We bought this property 2 years ago. Paul did his research, like we already talked about it on the survey. We paid extra money for a personal surveyor. We did our research on everything. He's putting up the soil up there, so it's leveled out. There is a lot of noises. I understand that. I hate it too, but it has to get done. It has to be leveled. It has to make sure that the base of the building is strong. If it's not strong, it's going to collapse and it's going to do more damage for everybody. I don't like the noises. I'm sorry about that, but that's what's happening. We are planning on doing yard work starting spring. We're planning on putting trees, not just where are required, where we are required. There's going to be a lot of other trees to put up, so it prevents our neighbors to, I don't know, look at it, or they're not happy about it. There's going to be more trees, not just four. I am really upset about one thing, and I do not appreciate that the neighbors comes and trespass on our lot, freaking out my kids during the day and taking pictures of our property. If I would have been home, I would call the police on him. You have no right to come to our property and take pictures. No right.
Okay.
Want to say that again, Paul did his research. He made sure that we're not in the wetlands. We are required not to be in the wetlands. We're not dumping the soil in the wetlands. There's soil and there's fill. We are putting in fill, then the piles of soil in a bag is going to be then spread out on the top of the fill when it's ready to be spread. We can skip a step because it will affect the building, the area, the wildlife that we like. That's why we bought the lot, for the wildlife and preserve the wildlife. So we're not filling any wetlands and making more mess for everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Marshall. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Mayor?
See,
I'm willing to share those pictures.
It's not necessary, sir.
Nice pictures.
Who's asking to speak?
Mike Barber. Mike Barber.
Alderman Barber?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is Mike Barber calling, or speaking. I've been involved with this since the early formation or the early change in the ordinance to allow for larger buildings on larger lots. And that was, I was involved with the Marshall property as an example for what this whole thing is about. And I walked the property, I viewed it, this was when the house was being constructed. There was the same kind of thing going on when the house was being constructed. It's a construction kind of site at this point because it's building a house and it's gonna be building a barn. So there will be some motion or some dirt brought in and filled. Now I looked at the property, I walked way back onto it, and I saw where the footings were for the potential garage itself, but the house, again, was almost completed at the time. And it looks like there's a lot of natural drainage there. So you've got an area that's going to be level, but he's not going to be affecting the natural drainage to the property that's always been there. Paul, at that time, indicated to me that he's willing to put in trees. He's willing to do the drainage that was necessary. So I'm speaking in favor of allowing this to go through. And I'm sure that if there are compliance issues, that Paul would address them as the site was being constructed. So I guess what I'm doing is speaking in favor of approving this at this point. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one else rise or yell, I'll close the public hearing. Just a comment. The water in this area, for everybody in the room, is a huge problem, caused by a different neighbor, nobody in this room. So all of you folks have to become friends and work together, because it is a problem over there. Now, I'm confident, based on our engineering and the drawings that I see here, that there is no issue with you impacting the water, but we'll have documentation when you come with the stormwater management plan, which is why it's in the resolution. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Morrow, city engineer.
So without having my standards here in front of me, I think the minimum separation between a driveway and this property line is like 6 feet. So even when they thought it was really close, if it's 7 feet, it still complies. But I guess I would say that it's up to the property owner to certify that it's in the right place. If it's wrong, that's what professional surveyors have insurances for, and so forth. So I guess I have to believe what they've shown on the paper.
It looks to be 40 feet off.
Yeah, so the way it's shown, the driveway's quite a bit off. So I will also say that, I'm going to apologize, being the city engineer, having to require the green infrastructure. I think it's the silliest thing that MMSD does, but I got outvoted at their meetings. All the other communities in the MMSD region is requiring the green infrastructure. So you're over the 5,000 square feet. We're going to start seeing a lot more of this, just to let the commission know. You know, you think about a large home with a large driveway, especially a long driveway like this, they exceed that 5,000 pretty quickly. So we're going to start seeing more and more and more of that in processes, just FYI. So, as far as the drainage patterns, appear to be fine. We have to, I believe the wetlands are delineated, so they had an expert go out and look at that. So I guess I don't have any problem with the way this is shown.
Anyone else? Okay, seeing no other questions from the commission, we'll give it a try. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for the approval of a special use for a 4,480 square foot detached garage use upon a property located at 8930 South 116th Street, noting that there is a new resolution at your places?
I will make that motion.
Can I ask a question on that? Are these recommended, the staff recommendations, a part of that resolution, just to be clear?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a second?
A second.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. 1, 2, 3, 4. Six ayes, no noes, no one absent. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Thank you very much. With that, you guys get along, work together, be friends, please. I don't want to be in the middle of it. Okay. Next item is Velo Village Apartments. This is for a ground sign and a site plan?
No, just a ground sign.
Okay. Who's doing this? Mr. Yes. Martinez.
So, yeah, this application for a ground sign was initially submitted for staff review, but staff referred this ground sign to the plan commission because there's no approved site plan for this property. The building layout and parking that you see on this site plan is for reference only, because no site plan has been approved so far.
So these, this is the sign as proposed. It meets the municipal code requirements as far as the base of the sign. It's have the width that is required and the materials that are required for a base. The sign face, it complied with the maximum sign face area. It complied with the quantity. It's the first sign for this property. It also complied with the setback. The minimum required setback is 3 feet. It's proposed 7 feet setback. The sign location is outside the vision triangle, and it's also outside the landscape buffer required along Rosson Avenue. And the height of the sign is also in compliance with the municipal code. The maximum height is 14 feet, and this sign is about 7 feet. As far as the colors of the sign, this is for reference. So black and gray are the main colors of the sign. So this is the building elevation just for reference, so you can see that the colors are compatible. So staff recommending approval of this grand sign as presented by the applicant.
All I'm going to say is for once, we get a decent looking sign. Questions from the commission?
No.
Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a monument sign for Velo Village Apartments at Ballpark Commons Development, southwest corner of West Rosson Avenue and South Ballpark Drive, within the Ballpark Commons mixed use area of Plan Development District 37. We know it as the Rock Sports Complex and Ballpark Commons.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Before I do that, I got to announce that there was 6 ayes, no noes, and 1 absent.
5.
I'm sorry, again, 5, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. We are adjourned.